right. Good morning. It's 8:51, Brock Hunter.
Dude, there's so many fights in stadiums going on this
week. Dude, it's nuts, man.
Isn't it? What's going on with that?
You got another one?
Yeah, I just saw another one online, man. It's just, dude, people are just duking it out in the stadiums.
It's just, everyone is in just such a bad mood, and we're just being dicks to each other, man. It's horrible.
Do you like watching fights?
Sometimes. Sometimes. Like, when I feel bad for, like, the people, like, if someone's just getting, like, you know, when it's drunk people being idiots. And the only good part about it being recorded is that I hope they look back at it and they go, wow, yeah, I'm a real piece of trash.
I was doing dumb things. I was drunk. Dude, it's funny. So DJing at the bar throughout the years, you know, you get to see it all the time. That's where people fight, you know?
Yeah.
I'm over in my little space there with a wall in front of me, all protected.
Well, you're the one on the microphone going, fight, fight, fight. Everyone, there's a fight over here.
But then you know what the greatest part is? And I don't know why I love this so much, is when you piss the bouncer off, and the bouncer's always like 6'9", 320, XFL player, just grabs a dude and just throws him out of the bar, face first, wham, through the door.
Yeah.
Just ragdolls. I don't know why that's funny to me. But I'm like, do you know what? You signed up for that, buddy boy. That's what happens.
It's karma. It's justice. It's great. It's fantastic.
You know? But
yeah, everyone stop fighting each other. What are we doing, man? Cripes. Mm-hmm. Especially at football games. You know, just sit there and watch the game.
That's what you're there for, is to watch football.
No, I'm here to fight. I actually just bought a ticket to this game to fight someone. I'm not even a fan of either one of these teams.
Brock, you almost got in a fight at a football game.
No. What happened was is a whiny Lions fan got mad at me after the Packers beat the Lions in Detroit.
What was he doing? Said something. You said something.
Quick story. So this had to be what, 4 years ago now?
Yeah,
anyway, close game in Detroit, okay? And Rodgers ended up like just hucking a football and winning like at the very end, right? So it was
pissed off Lions,
just crushed, another crushing defeat. Well, we were trying to find the other group of our friends because you and I were separated, right? I don't know how we got separated. So anyway,
Well, I was behind you. I was kind of watching you walking.
And
around.
I was on the phone trying to get a hold of, like, hey, where are you guys? We got to meet you. And of course, I'm in my Packers gear. Well, some Lions fan kind of nudged me, like bumped into me, like, oh, yeah, you're in the way. And I calmly said, excuse you. And then I went back to the phone and said, oh, yeah, bro, excuse me. You want to get.
He started like chesting up.
Yeah.
Dude, his mom was right there, the kid's mom.
And then I said calmly, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm on the phone, which again made him even more mad at me.
Fired him up.
He wasn't going to do anything. Come on now.
And his mom eventually, come on, Jared. Let's go.
It's not worth it. He's not worth it. You're
laughing,
right. Dude. You're right, mom. I wasn't worth it because I would have taken him down. Yeah.
I think you were loud at the guy, too. That's kind of what made him angry.
Who is this
guy?
That's right. He knew what would have happened. Would have given a little thunder and lightning right there. So anyway, I was
a small thunderstorm.
I was egging him on pretty good.
It was a light drizzle. That's what it was.
Yeah, well, you get ready for the storm, buddy, because it's coming. All right. Anyway, we got to keep moving here. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Cannabis.
Mm-hmm. Your dumb vocabulary for today, silver box.
Well, every dumb vocabulary is either a vagina, a wiener, or some
silver
body part.
Silver and gold. Silver box.
Silver box. Yeah. Oh, this is funny, dude. It's an old dusty vagina, dude. That's what it
I mean, you're being specific, but it's an attractive older female, usually 60 or older. For example, we were
silver
talking.
Silver box.
Silver box. Female. 20 odds that way. For example, we were talking about Elvira the other day. She's 70. She's a silver box. That's what it is.
Yeah. She seems like she dyes it, though. Didn't she still have black hair?
She might match the carpet and the drapes. I'm not sure. That's a lot of work,
silver.
Though. It's a lot of work, though.
Get a Q-tip down there, man.
Yeah. And tell you what, I don't mind mining for silver every once in a while, all right?
We know, Brock. You like the gilfs.
Yeah. Get my little pickaxe out, and I go mining for silver. Example, Every man should have a silver box at least once. That's what it is. Silver box. Female. So stupid. All right. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. We're going to be back with more. It's WIRX.